This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job cuts facilitated by Elon Musk's Doge team are starting to show up in the monthly jobs report. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more on today's unemployment numbers.
There were continued losses in federal government jobs, so 22,000 government jobs lost. Since January, that's now about 59,000. We know that the Department of Government Efficiency let go of 120,000 federal workers, but they're not all showing up here. Many of them have been put on administrative leave as they work their way through the courts now, and so they're still considered to be on U.S. payroll.
139,000 jobs in all added in May. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees who were fired in Doge dismantling. Another federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump travel ban on international students at Harvard. Russia unleashing a massive air attack on Ukraine, retaliation for the drone strikes. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers' right-hander, Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97, manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides, to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Overcast but calm today with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and the word is sand. S-A-N-D, sand. The word is sand. Use the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send the keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak. It's the end of the week, and it's the beginning of the Muslim holiday, isn't it? Eid? I believe that's tomorrow or tonight. Anyhow, a lot to talk about today. Who owns America? Donald Trump and Elon Musk are fighting over the deed. We'll talk about that. Also, there's this dark MAGA conspiracy, the dark enlightenment conspiracy, where Musk destroys Trump and democracy and then replaces Trump with the tech bros guy, J.D. Vance. Is it closer to the truth than you think? I'll be telling you all about it in the first hour here. Also, could there be a bigger scandal in Trump being in the Epstein files? Could there be a larger moral failure? Where's the press? In the second hour of our program, will the military be signing a loyalty oath soon? And will it be an oath to Trump? Or like Harry Truman tried back in the 1940s, an oath to the nation? We'll talk about that. Also in the second hour, Trump says that he's letting Russia and Ukraine fight for a while. Is that what Putin ordered him to do? In the third hour of our program, Bob Kennedy's deadly war on science. So a lot to talk about today. Also, just FYI, in all probability, of course, everything is always subject to change at the last minute, depending on the news cycle. But I am scheduled to be on Ali Velshi's show on MSNBC at this very moment tomorrow. So just FYI. So who owns America? This is my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take. It's titled, Who Owns America? Musk and Trump are fighting over the deed. And my take on this is a little different than everybody else's. You know, people are like, you know, oh, boy, look at this, you know, you know, it's a dick measuring contest. Or AOC said the girls are fighting. You know, somebody else called it a cat fight on CNN. And one of the commentators said, well, that's sexist. But, you know, if AOC is going there, I don't know. We're watching the world's richest man, registered trademark, and the world's most powerful man, registered trademark, battle for supremacy on social media like feuding warlords, you know. How did the land of Lincoln and Roosevelt, of Eisenhower and Kennedy, become a playground for billionaire sociopaths? This is a really meaningful and important question, and it blows my mind, frankly, that I think I'm the only person in the media who's asking this question. How did this happen? How did we end up with two billionaires, the richest man in the world and one of the richest men in the world, fighting with each other in public? And the answer comes down to basically one guy, John Roberts. And again, nobody's talking about this. This, you know, were it not for Citizens United, Donald Trump never would have become president. Elon Musk, who is claiming that the only reason Trump is president is because he threw hundreds of millions of dollars into the campaign and basically ran the Trump campaign ground operation in five or six swing states. And I think he's right, by the way. Elon Musk saying, basically, I bought this election. I own this government. What are you doing getting in my way here, Donald? How dare you kick me out of the White House? In 2010, Chief Justice John Roberts made a choice, and it was a choice that echoes a comment that Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis made back in 1919. He said, we may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. And like I said, in 2020, John Roberts chose the billionaires. He chose oligarchy. He chose to detonate 240 years of American democracy. I mean, this case was supposed to be really simple, right? The Citizens United case, this group, this right-wing group funded by fossil fuel billionaires, Citizens United, they wanted to show a documentary in theaters called Hillary the Movie. Now, this the assumption was that, and this was 2008, by the way, the assumption was that Hillary was going to end up being the nominee. She got blown out of the water by a charismatic young black man, Barack Obama, which was a pretty remarkable thing in and of itself. But everybody assumed Hillary was going to be the nominee in 2008. And so they rolled out this movie, and they wanted to roll out this movie 30 days before the primary. And the McCain-Feingold Act, which was, you know, election, cleaning up our elections, the McCain-Feingold Act explicitly forbids that. It says, see, this is a corporation. It was a nonprofit, but it was a corporation. Corporate electioneering is illegal within 30 days of a general election and 60 days of a primary. Maybe it's the other way around. And so this case ended up before the Supreme Court. Should they be allowed to play this movie? And they heard the arguments, and they got together to decide it. And there was a 5-4 consensus to say, yeah, they can show the movie. But then Roberts, at the urging of Anthony Kennedy, did something pretty radical, something that is very rarely done. He went back to the parties, the Federal Election Commission and this nonprofit, Citizens United, and said, I want you to re-argue the case. We're going to start this all over again. Only this time, instead of arguing about whether or not you should be allowed to watch a movie or play a movie within 30 days of an election, I want you to argue about whether or not a corporation should be able to pour unlimited amounts of money into political campaigns as long as there is some disclosure. Now, Roberts' assumption and Kennedy's assumption, in fact, Kennedy wrote about this at some length in the first iteration of the decision in Citizens United, was that if there's transparency, if people know where the money came from, then people can discount the consequences of that money. In other words, if you see a whole bunch of ads trash-talking, a particular candidate, and at the very end it says this ad was paid for by AIPAC because this candidate doesn't like Benjamin Netanyahu, then you could say, oh, yeah, okay, well, these people have an axe to grind. I'm going to ignore the fact that they're saying that the candidate is actually a secret Nazi or, you know, eats babies or something like that. Now, time has proven that this was just wrong, that the source of the money, revealing the source of the money, does not generally diminish the impact of the money. But here we are. Here we are. And this was judicial activism on steroids. I laid this whole thing out in The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. This was a 5-4 decision, all Republican appointees. And Justice John Paul Stevens, a Democratic appointee, was so furious that he read his 90-page dissent aloud from the bench, forcing Roberts and the other four bought-off Republicans on the Supreme Court to sit there awkwardly and listen to him rant. He said, this ruling threatens to undermine the integrity of elected institutions across the nation. The path it has taken to reach its outcome will, I fear, do damage to this institution. Stevens went on to say, a democracy cannot function effectively when its constituent members believe laws are being bought and sold. Roberts and Kennedy had changed the case to give themselves an opportunity to change the law, he said. And the result of this bizarre decision that no other democracy, advanced democracy in the world, tolerates, has been an explosion in billionaire and corporate money flooding our election system. It's made a mockery of Roberts and Kennedy's assertion that transparency will win the day And now you get Elon Musk saying, and I quote, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude. In other words, I'm the rich guy who bought the White House for you, Trump. You owe me. And, you know, sure enough, John Paul Stevens was right. Outside spending exploded from $574 million in 2008 to $4.5 billion last year. Dark money surged from $5 million in 2006 to more than $1 billion last year. In 2024, 100 billionaire families poured $2.6 billion into electing mostly Republicans. I mean, Musk himself dumped $290 million, $238 through his America PAC, $20 million through his RGB PAC that dishonored Ruth Bader Ginsburg's memory. A million a day in the so-called lottery payments to swing state voters. This is a hostile takeover of the American government. It's so corrupt. I mean, it would embarrass a banana republic. So what do we do about this? Well, we have to vote out every single Republican. They have all embraced Citizens United. You want the proof of it? The fossil fuel billionaires who have, you know, created much of the infrastructure that the Republican Party uses, who funded so much of it, the Cato Institute, the ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, the Heritage Foundation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They put the word out. Republicans, you may not endorse anything that has to do with climate change. You're supposed to pretend that our product is not poisoning the atmosphere. And every single Republican has fallen into line. So vote out all the Republicans. And then last week, or earlier, maybe it was earlier this week, there was this group of so-called moderate Democrats. The kind of face of them, I guess, is Josh Gottheimer and Jared Golden. But, you know, these are Democratic members of Congress who are proudly on the take. Yes, we do the business of corporate. In fact, they call themselves corporate problem solvers. So let's vote out the people who have been exploiting Citizens United. And let's return democracy to America. What say you? It's a big job. It's a huge job. But the American people overwhelmingly are disgusted by Citizens United. And I think this is, you know, a huge issue that could win major in elections coming up, because everybody in America we've all been watching this disgusting show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. Doctor of Physical Therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. 5 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. getnativepath.com/T-H-O-M.
Favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with the platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bought, bribed and indicted. Crypto kings and oil tycoons trade votes for jets and Bitcoin moons. Elon tweets, I'm the king of the swing state. Trump grunts back, you're 10 points late. They're throwing shade like Bond villains do while Clarence gets his yacht. Time to... Who owns America? The high
highest Super PAC wins. The court said money talks, and now it screams through grins. It's red hats, blue checks, and greenbacks galore, while we're locked outside the Capitol store. Oh, say, can you see who they're working for?
Now Louis Brandy's warned us with solemn intent, you can't have democracy in a billionaire percent. But John Roberts said, nah, let's roll the dice, and handed our laws to the highest price. They said it was speech, we thought it was fraud. Turns out bribery's just fine if you call it a nod. Now Musk gets a tax cut, Trump gets applause, and justice gets gagged by the corporate claws. So here we are with the world's richest feud, trading insults while rights get chewed. The deed says America, but it's got some dents, and the fine print reads sold to special interest. They're buying elections like NFTs, installing crypto czars with golden keys. And if you don't have a billion to spare, you're just background noise in a rigged affair. Who owns America?
The hour, yeah, this is just crazy. Here you got Elon Musk. Without me, Trump would have lost the election. Democrats would control the House. So Trump responds, the easiest way to save money in our budget is to terminate Elon's subsidies and contracts. And then Musk says, well, then SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft. Now, this is how we get, you know, people to and from the space station. Although, in all probability, Jeff Bezos, who's got Blue Origin, is going, ooh, an opportunity. Musk then says, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And then Steve Bannon says, we need to investigate Elon's immigration status. He's an illegal alien. He should be deported immediately. And then Musk goes, this spending bill is the largest increase in the debt ceiling in history. And then Trump goes, Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than anybody. And then Musk says, false. The bill was never shown to me even once. I mean, This little pissing war here is getting really weird. Trump, Elon's upset because we took out the EV mandate. Musk, whatever, keep the EV solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil or gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. And then Musk says, time for a new political party? Oh, man. Schadenfreude, anybody? But there's a darker aspect to this, and that's the dark MAGA conspiracy theory, and also, you know, what's going on with Trump and Epstein? I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls, so stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stay with us. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at Hartman Report.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a bar band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. The GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply cannot afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. 98 schools across Wisconsin received a DPI honor for achievement, progress, or impact for last school year. The schools of recognition include Arcadia Middle School, Independence Elementary School, and Wanewoc Center Junior High School. Schools eligible for the recognition must be receiving Title I federal funding, meet or exceed expectations on the school report card, and meet or exceed 95% test participation among all students. You can see the full list of schools receiving recognition on the DPI website. This week's state high school track and field championships will be held at UW La Crosse Friday and Saturday. The event, which has been held in La Crosse since 1990, draws an average of nearly 20,000 attendees over the two-day event. According to city officials, the event provides a nearly $4 million economic impact to La Crosse. Also, Highway 16 is under construction, so visitors to the state meet are advised to take alternate routes. You can find more information, including participants, directions, and more on the WIAA's website. UW La Crosse and the WIAA have an agreement in place to keep the event in western Wisconsin through next year. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Overcast but calm today, with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers and the NFL, will be with us to talk sports, and Peter Raphine of EPOM's World with a humorous week in review.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So the dark MAGA conspiracy where Musk destroys Trump and democracy. This ties into the dark enlightenment, you know, Curtis Yarvin and this whole idea that America needs to get over our dictator phobia. And that and in fact, this article by David Gardner over at The Daily Beast argues that the reason Elon Musk has been wearing black MAGA hats is to show that he's there from the dark enlightenment. The dark MAGA. And the goal of the dark MAGA is to destroy American democracy. The theory is that democracy is outdated software and that we need to reboot our country with new software, which is where the tech CEOs, who are the smartest people in the world and some of the richest people in the world, because they're so brilliant, should really run the country as benevolent dictators and use AI to decide everything, basically. You want to get on Social Security, you got to convince the AI machine. You know, you want to get your benefits, talk to the hand, right? Talk to the AI machine. And this is what's fascinating. Trump did not want J.D. Vance as his vice presidential candidate. But Peter Thiel, according to this reporting, Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and some of the other tech bros, I mean, Peter Thiel was responsible for J.D. Vance's career. J.D. Vance, you know, wrote this, you know, kind of phony baloney book about how he had lifted himself up from being a hillbilly when, in fact, he grew up in the upper middle class suburbs of Cincinnati. But, you know, hey, it's close to the hillbillies, right? Just 100 miles down the road. And a hillbilly elegy. And so anyhow, Peter Thiel kind of picked him out of obscurity and put millions of dollars into a campaign to defeat, as I recall, it was Sherrod Brown, and, you know, make J.D. Vance a United States senator. And then the same thing, according to this article, Thiel and Musk and a few other tech bros basically told Trump, if you don't pick J.D. Vance as your VP, we will not throw in enough money for you to win the election. Again, which takes us back to Citizens United. So now this theory that is being promulgated is that the next step is for Elon, well, not Elon any longer, but now for J.D. Vance to invoke the 25th Amendment, claim that Trump has dementia, get the cabinet to vote Trump out. There are 13 billionaires in the cabinet, so that presumably they'll go along with, you know, the other billionaires, and kick Trump out. You know, retire him to Mar-a-Lago with a nice little pension and let him keep his jet from Qatar and make J.D. Vance president. And J.D. Vance, of course, then will oversee the end of democracy in America on behalf of the tech bros to whom he owes his career. Now, this... I'm at a loss for words here. This pissing war... This, between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, this might be the thing that kicks this off, or this might be the thing that ends this. It's going to be interesting to see. But House Democrats now are demanding this. Congressman Stephen Lynch and Robert Garcia, Democrat of Massachusetts, Democrat of California, sent a letter to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and FBI Director Kash Patel, demanding that they immediately clarify whether Musk's claim that Trump is in the Epstein files is true, which brings up an old story from The Independent that Matt Drudge put on his site. Donald Trump's alleged sexual proclivities graphically detailed in new Epstein documents. This is by Mike Bettigan. And I'll just read a couple of sentences from it. It says, in the unsealed documents, Ms. Ransom, this is one of the girls who was one of Epstein's alleged victims, Ms. Ransom testified that her unnamed friend was, quote, one of the many girls that had sexual relationships with Donald Trump, including at Epstein's New York townhouse. She told me how he kept going on about how he liked her pert nipples, she testified. She then described in graphic detail how Mr. Trump allegedly caused pain to the victim's nipples and claimed that she saw the resulting injury firsthand. She said, I also know that she had sexual relations with Trump at Jeffrey's New York mansion on a regular basis. And this is, you know, as I recall, well, he was a teenager, basically. And then Michael Wolff steps up. Michael Wolff, of course, you know, wrote a biography of Trump. Trump has sued him over it, claiming that it's false. So take this with a grain of salt, but this is what Michael Wolff just said. And again, you know, this is Trump and the disgraced financier were the best of friends, said Wolff, for 15 years. He claims to have over 100 hours of recorded interviews with Epstein. He says, quote, they shared girlfriends, they shared airplanes, they shared business strategy. He said, this is the quote from Michael Wolff, quote, I have seen these pictures. I know that these pictures exist and I can describe them. There are about a dozen of them. The ones I specifically remember is the one with is the two of them with topless girls of an uncertain age sitting on Trump's lap. And then Trump standing there with a stain on the front of his pants and three or four girls kind of bent over in laughter. They're topless, too, pointing at Trump's pants. Now, is this going to hurt Trump? I mean, you know, he got convicted, if that's the right word for a civil court, found liable for raping E. Jean Carroll or sexually assaulting her anyway. So, and, you know, he still became president, you know, with a little help from 100 billionaire families who put $2.6 billion into the last election, including Elon's, you know, $300 million. So is that going to make any difference? I don't know. What say you? Let's pick up your calls here. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great beginning. And I say, no, it will raise Trump to another level under his Trumpsters.
Yeah.
But also, yes, Roberts gave Trump the presidency. I agree with you. And Trump thanked him. He shook his hand at the swearing in and thanked him. Oh, my God.
Yep.
So Musk just told Trump where he can stick his gold key. One thing I saw one of the tweets. He admits that he got Trump his Congress and his Senate, too, in a tweet. So this is so wild, this whole insane craziness.
Well, they're bragging about buying elections. I mean, you know, it's and we're still pretending that Citizens United was not a corrupt decision.
Exactly. And then one of your callers, Marie, was very good at telling us what Musk Teslas can do. I have two more reasons not to get a Tesla. They can lock you in there remotely. They can drive that car away if you're behind on payments. They can just drive that car away from you. So, And so, one very important reason I called. There's a protest this evening at 5 o'clock in front of the Supreme Court. That's going to be huge, I hope.
The U.S. Supreme Court?
In front of the Supreme Court today at 5 p.m., they are calling for action for Andre. He's the makeup artist imprisoned in El Salvador. So there's a big group.
And there's gay guy.
I wish it was in Washington. There's so many signs I would be making. But, there's also a fundraiser tonight at 8 o'clock at the Lincoln Theater for Andre. So I'm guessing they're trying to raise funds for legal fees and help him out.
Right.
I am still so heartbroken that nothing's being done for those 200 men that are in prison for no reason.
Yeah, they're not in prison. They're in a concentration camp. Let's be very clear about our terms. Concentration camps don't have due process. Prisons do.
Yes, and hard labor, and no light of day, and terrible food. It is so scary.
Yeah, it really is.
So I've been protesting, going to have a, there's a protest. Usually we go to Chicago. The Chicago area has a protest in Oak Park, too, and I've made protesting friends. I love it. So Rick even got on the news. We did that 30-mile stretch, and that was great. And I brought extra posters, and there was a older gentleman in a wheelchair, and his wife said, "Can he borrow your poster?" And I'm like, "Sure." And he was just so happy, and we took photos, and, I mean, huge crowds. And one last thing, you will believe this one. So my girlfriend and me were about to walk across the street on the other side to the protest, and Trumpsters and their cars just speeding by, slammed on the brakes and puffed that smoke in front of my friend and me. And so I am proud of the police in LaGrange. They showed up at that protest to calm those Trumpsters down, and they just parked their car in the middle of the street and left the lights going so they would go after them.
Wow.
So
good on them.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, Jessica, thank you for the report from Chicago. That's great. I appreciate it. Becky in Hamilton, Montana. Hey, Becky, what's on your mind today?
Hi. 2 days ago, you got into a subject that just stirred my pot, and it's about insects and birds, okay?
Yeah. I was thinking about it today.
I just want to encourage people to do more pollinator gardens. So insects evolved with the plants, native plants, in an area, all right? Bill, turn it off, please. So then the birds evolved with those insects that evolved with that soil.
Sure.
And those are native plants that we need. If we want to get the insects, we need to have the native plants, okay?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean the landscaper's plants. Landscapers do pretty for people. You know, they don't do food for insects. And that means no pesticides.
No, I agree. Becky, I've seen ads for seed bombs. In fact, Free Speech TV was giving them away as a premium a couple of years ago, which are basically little balls that are filled with wildflower seeds and a little nutrients, and you just throw them out in, you know, and they kind of melt into the dirt. And I've also seen, packets of wildflower seeds. Are those the kind of flowers that work well for bugs and birds?
I'm very susceptible. You have to check the plants that are listed in the bombs and in the packets to see if they're native for your area. They might be native
for some other area,
Missouri, but they're not native for Washington State. So I don't trust them. You have to read.
Yeah, no, I get
it. But Audubon.org is the place to go.
Okay.
Okay.
And
then you get on Audubon.org, native plants, you put in your zip code, and they come up with a list of native plants for your area.
That is great. Becky, I got to run, but thank you for sharing that. It's so important. I was walking in this morning past this big field of flowers, and not a single bug, not one. I mean, thousands and thousands of flowers, and it was just wild. Becky, thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I haven't even seen a mosquito in a couple of years. I know they're still out there, but incredible. 47 minutes past the hour, back to the morning program. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
ShopMando.com. Summer, summer,
summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, then you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Just some health thoughts in light of recent publication of, you know, death projections in sub-Saharan Africa because of the USAID cancellation of the PEPFAR funding from us. Just this last week, the San Francisco Chronicle's reporting that here domestically, Trump's federal government is withholding the funds for domestic support of our HIV-positive population. And I don't know if you remember the Ryan White Act, 1990, that case. That started federal support for HIV patients.
Right.
Well, the act actually expired sometime like a dozen years ago, but it's been funded annually as long as they do a budget. Well, now that the money's been withheld, half the people who are HIV positive in this country don't have access to health insurance. And of that, new cases are disproportionately happening in lower income minority populations who, again, don't have health insurance. And guess where the epicenter is now in our country?
Probably Louisiana.
Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. That whole arc.
The deep
south.
That
whole crescent down there.
Yeah.
And
the
then
Bible
just
Belt.
Another thought on, you know, let's try to kill Americans. Last month, NIH canceled Moderna's funding for the mRNA H5N1 avian flu vaccine for people. Doesn't mean Moderna's given up, but they got to find $500 million to keep going, apparently.
Right.
Well, just this week, Department of Agriculture is announcing that they are coming up with mRNA vaccine for the dairy cattle that they can give to the calves. They haven't worked it out for the adult cows yet, but it will keep the calves from being infected from the mother's milk. So here we are. People can't get one. The cattle have theirs. In recent months, USDA has approved Boehringer's poultry H5N1 vaccine. I don't know if that was an mRNA one or not, but, you know, there have been several vaccines in the last 20 years for poultry for H5N1. Mm-hmm. We just didn't want to get on board till now.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting to me. I think it's all part of this cruelty plan. Then I have one final thought about how we might resist better,
mm-hmm.
if you want to have time.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Everybody remembers ACT UP, the ACT UP movement during the AIDS crisis. And we get some versions on TV and in the movies about, you know, white gay men. This is what led us, you know, the movie Philadelphia, Angels in America, that other movie. But there's another story, and it's told in a book called Let the Record Show, Memoirs of the Whole ACT UP in New York City by Sarah Shulman,
mm-hmm.
how minority victims became the partners of the white gay men who, you know, were at the forefront of interacting with the corporate suits that pay all the money for everything in this country. But it was the pressure from the people who could mobilize and get the attention and fear in the eyes of the white, of the corporate lords. And that included lots of civil disobedience training. And I think that's where a lot of people need to go now.
Yeah.
It's to the point of civil disobedience. No,
I agree with you. I remember that. I remember ACT UP very well. I had several friends who were very active in it. Susan, thank you. Thank you so much. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's
a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs were expected to impact the May jobs report, but the data shows hires were better than expected, with 139,000 jobs added. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says, though, the report did show some signs of cooling.
We have a resilient job market continuing to defy expectations despite all the uncertainty coming out of the White House in terms of tariff policy, immigration policy, but it does show us that the job market is gradually slowing down. Businesses are saying, look, we can't foresee the future as clearly as we thought we could months ago, which could impact their hiring decisions.
President Trump says he's not ready to talk to Elon Musk yet after the two took their fallout over the budget bill public yesterday. Musk calling for that budget bill to be scrapped. Walmart says it's expanding its drone service deliveries to 100 new stores in five cities, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Charlotte, and Houston. Drone deliveries are already available in Dallas and parts of Arkansas. This is ABC News.